What's the matter, Nick?
Oh, boy. Got an upset stomach.
Something you ate?
I think the fish I ate last night didn't agree with me.
Spoiled?
No, cooked.
Hmm, 12 Precinct, Sergeant Dietrich. All right, just a second. Is Harris around?
It's in the bathroom.
Hold on a moment. Harris?
Hello, Dietrich.
Got a phone call for you.
I'll take it in here. I was just kidding. Take a message.
Oh, sure. You know, that's a good idea.
What's that?
Extension cords.
Nick, how we fixed for that DeMarco file? Barney, you sure you gave it to me?
Oh, don't tell me you lost it.
It's not lost. It's currently not available for viewing.
Nick, that file has to be in the district attorney's office today.
Late afternoon.
That file is a nightmare. There's no system to it, no organization. There are files in there that should have been thrown out 10 years ago. It's a mindless hodgepodge of useless information.
I had plans to reorganize the whole thing.
Really? I had plans to ask you to do just that.
We think along the same lines.
Good morning.
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 Good morning. I'm Captain Miller.
Oh, Abel Kleiner. Pleased to meet you, Captain.
My pleasure. What can we do for you?
Well, if it's not too much trouble, I would like to have some copies of your wanted posters. One of Mr. Jackson there, and Mr. Clinton, and Miss LaSalle, the forger.
Could you give me a reason?
I'm a bounty hunter.
Well, you hadn't mentioned it.
Well, I just got back from the post office. They pay pretty good. $300 for check fraud, $500 for mail theft.
Pardon me, Mr. Kleiner. I'm a bit bewildered. I don't...
It's very simple. I got here a collection of wanted persons. They're all cross-indexed, and they're all up to date. I keep my eyes open.
You do this for a living?
Well, listen, I retired 2 years ago, so I got plenty of time for myself. So it keeps me busy, and it helps with the groceries a little.
I'm surprised we haven't seen you around here before.
Oh, I just moved into your precinct from Brooklyn.
I see, so you've come to check the local supply of criminals.
Right. My first rule is to establish a good working relationship with the police in the area.
Very conscientious of you.
Listen, I can't do it all by myself.
That's true.
So, listen, how about the poster?
Mr. Kleiner, I'm afraid that police department policy is not to distribute those circulars to the general public.
General public? I'm a professional.
Mr. Kleiner, you know, it would really get our relationship off to a good start. If you would give some information to Sergeant Wojciechowicz here, your qualifications, your credentials, your intentions, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Right? My pleasure, of course.
Have a seat, Mr. Kleiner. I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
We appreciate your cooperation.
Captain, I think we're going to work together very well.
I certainly hope so.
Thank you.
You're an unusual bounty hunter.
Ain't exactly Steve McQueen.
Why would he be?
Steve McQueen. Used to be a bounty hunter on television.
Oh.
Yeah, he was Josh Randall on Wanted Dead or Alive.
I didn't know that.
You're not the only esoteric person around here.
Home precinct, Sergeant Dietrich.
Miss Audrey.
Okay, got you. Captain, got a disturbance 8th and Broadway.
Who are you on with today?
Harris.
Okay, you too.
Harris, you and me. That was Regina Gregory that called before.
Oh, yeah?
I told her you'd call her back when you got out of the bathroom.
You told her I was in the bathroom?
That's where you were.
I know. But I mean, that's no need to go destroying people's illusions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she knew.
Nick, you can forget about looking for the DeMarco file.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I found it on my desk. It was under a whole big pile of... I must have forgotten to put it back.
Oh.
Look, I'm sorry for blowing up at you before I,
Oh, that's all.
No. Look, you know, before I run off at the mouth, I should know what I'm talking about, make sure I'm not the culprit, you know?
Forget it.
No. I owe you one.
Okay.
I will need that Bonaventure report, though.
We're even.
We are talking about a physiological dependency. I can't control that. Look, it's a sickness. When you get hooked on that white powder, it makes you do crazy things.
Harris?
Yeah?
Addict?
Uh-huh.
Heroin, huh?
I'll be sugar.
Of course. How stupid of
me. Captain Miller, this is Howard Altman.
Mr. Altman?
You people think that I'm some kind of a nut. Haven't you read the articles? Read all the medical reports? Sugar is killing this entire country.
Okay, take it easy. What happened?
According to witnesses, he accosted a lady in Audrey's sweet shop by 8th and Broadway.
What'd he do?
Grabbed the lady's nougat. And he ran out of the shop.
I had to have a fix.
When we caught up with him a couple blocks away, Barn, he was, cramming the junk in his face.
I'm not kidding. I was desperate.
Couldn't you wait until they waited on you?
But they went by my number.
You had one of those little ticket dispensers?
I had number 27. They called 2828. I showed them my number 27, and they refused to go back.
Candy shop policy.
And that lady, I was ahead of
her. Mr. Altman, that does not give you license to resort to violence.
Look, I can't help it. It's a disease.
I see. Why don't you tell Sergeant Dietrich all about it, huh?
Yeah, okay. Well, I have a seat over there, Mr. Altman.
Are you going to book me now?
Sure, look. 5 desks, no waiting.
I appreciate that. Something the matter, Nick?
Oh, I don't know. I feel overheated, and the next minute I got chills. I hope I'm not coming down with something.
Strange how filing always seems to bring out hitherto dormant disorders in you.
Maybe I'm allergic to Manila.
Try and tell me.
Oh.
What's the matter? Nick, you all right, man?
Oh.
Barney?
Just take it easy. What's going on?
I don't know.
Walter, call a doctor.
Yeah.
Where does it hurt?
Oh, down here. could be his appendix.
Great. All right, just try and relax. Make yourself as comfortable as possible. Anything we can do for you?
Yeah. File this.
Nick, look, you want to try and sit up?
Yeah, eventually.
All right, well, whatever's the most comfortable. Just hang in there.
Yeah,
right. A sharp pain in the lower right abdomen, right. Just a minute. Hey, Nick, he wants to know if you got nausea. You know.
I should mention it.
Yeah, he's got it. Just a minute. Is the pain getting more? He says yes. Let's see. He thinks he's got appendicitis.
Oh, my God.
It's from sugar. It infects. It eats away at all your organs.
Will you keep your opinions to yourself, Mr. Altman?
It's an insidious demon haunting you.
Just keep it out.
Anybody got some chocolate?
You got to keep him on his back until the ambulance gets
there. All right, now, you think you can make it to the couch in my office?
Excuse me, Captain, but with appendicitis patients, best to put them on a hard surface.
Look, what do you want us to do? Put him on the floor here like a sack of potatoes?
I don't think that's a fair metaphor.
Yeah, well,
gentlemen, may we discuss the literary merits another time?
Okay,
I got it. We're supposed to keep his back as flat as possible.
All right, Wojo, clear off your desk. We'll put him there. Come on, come on.
Just take it.
Okay, let's get you up there.
I can make it.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. We're gonna need something under his head. Okay, come on. Right, there you go.
Oh, wait.
Hey, man, that is custom Italian corduroy.
Sorry. It's just not even a consideration.
We're supposed to keep some ice on him in case the.
Okay. Just find some ice on him.
Ooh.
Where?
There must be some in the building. Come on.
There's some on the furnace.
Just don't try and talk.
There's a soft drink machine downstairs. There's probably some there. Oof.
Good idea. Go ahead.
Take it easy. Got any change?
Borrow some.
Is there a candy machine down there? Hey, I'll take anything. I don't care. A Hershey.
Look, is there anything else we can get for you, Nick?
I don't think so, Harris.
Anybody want us to call?
There's a three-horse parlay at Belmont.
Talking about relatives, come on.
Oh, no.
Look. The ambulance is going to be here any moment, so just try to relax, huh? Just try to relax. I'll tell you what, why don't you close your eyes, try to get, maybe take a nap, huh? But we're here. We're right here, and if you need anything, just holler. Ask.
Weird. I mean, it coming on so sudden.
That's true. Normally, there's 2-3 hours warning pain before the attack. Gives you plenty of time to get the person to hospital.
Sure. He did complain of pain before.
Oh?
Well, I mean, I didn't take him seriously. I thought he was joking.
Got a dry sense of humor.
Nicholas won't show with the damn ice.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Captain?
What?
It's 1 o'clock.
So?
Well, you promised me a few moments to review certain highlights of my service record, sir. Have I come at an opportune time, sir?
Well, yes. Matter of fact, we're having a little difficulty. Sergeant Yamana is not well.
Yes, I noticed he wasn't at his usual desk. Something serious, sir.
We're taking care of it, but in the meantime, we will have to postpone our little meeting.
I understand, sir. 2:30?
Leavitt.
No, bad time for me too, sir.
Miller, I'm back.
What is it, Mr. Kleiner?
I got one.
One what?
Victor Jurassic. Wanted for mail fraud and interstate flight to avoid prosecution.
Mr. Kleiner.
$600.
Mr. Kleiner, we're a little busy around here right now.
I spotted him on 7th Avenue. I trailed him for 15 blocks down to his flop house on the Bowery. He's there now.
You're the bounty hunter. What do you want from us?
I need a backup.
Why don't you have a seat, Mr. Kleiner? Just sit down right there.
I got a $600 package down at the Ace Hotel. I don't have time to sit down.
Mr. Kleiner, I thought we came to an understanding this morning.
All right. We'll split 50-50, but that's all.
Whoa, Joe.
What did you get me?
I don't have any ice.
What do you got in there?
Popsicles.
Popsicles? I'll drink one of those, please.
It's frozen water.
Captain, I'm going alone, by myself. God willing, I'll be back in an hour.
Mr. Kleiner, are you perfectly certain that the man you saw is this man in the picture?
Captain, these eyes don't make a mistake.
Levitt! Why don't you go with Mr. Kleiner here? He may have located a wanted person.
Yes, sir.
Would you have something in a larger policeman?
Officer Levitt is a perfectly competent, highly trained, well-qualified officer.
I'm sorry, forgive me.
I appreciate that, sir.
That's okay, Levitt.
Maybe you'd like to note that on my service...
Levitt!
No hurry, sir. All right, Kleiner, let's move out.
Well, he says the popsicles are helping.
That's good. I want to know, when is that ambulance going to get here?
I don't know, but the doc says that if appendix bursts before you take it out, it can kill you.
Kill you?
Oh, easy, easy. Let's just keep our voices down, huh?
Wardrobe's correct.
Wardrobe's correct. Wardrobe's correct.
If he ruptures toxic fluids in the abdominal cavity, it can result in peritonitis.
So, look, what are we going to do? Just sit here and wait for it to pop?
Anything I should know?
No, Nick. No, we were just talking about how much work there is to do and how we're going to go about doing it, huh? How do you feel?
Pregnant.
Is that sugar? Is that sugar in that jar?
Yeah.
Hey, just a couple of teaspoons, right? A couple of teaspoons. I'll be fine.
Not good for you. Said so yourself.
You call an ambulance.
I vaguely remember doing so, yeah.
Right, here we go. Let's go. Come on.
Oh, good.
Okay, let's do it all together. Come on,
here
we go.
Oh, hold it a second.
Hold on.
In case something happens to me, Barney, there's a few things I gotta... I want to tell you.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Okay. I know what happens when one of these things go, you know what I mean? And I want to talk to you now.
Okay, hold on.
I filed the precinct reports and the manpower request under P&M together and the specific cases I cross-filed on the top drawer. And if you can't find the case you're looking for, you try miscellaneous under R.
Here we go. Okay. Here. Any word on Nick yet?
No, but hospital said they'd call when they knew something.
Abe, look, I mean, nothing's gonna happen to him.
Yeah, sure. Listen, thousands of appendectomies are performed every year. They're considered a safe and relatively simple procedure.
But?
But what?
Well, I mean, you always add something.
That's it.
Well, I appreciate that, Arthur.
Yeah. Let's step lively, Jurassic. Come on, in here.
What the hell is he doing with my picture?
Come on, Obi. Come on, let's...
The public's not supposed to have that.
Sir, Victor Jurassic. Mail fraud, interstate life.
What are you cops doing? Sending out an old man to hunt down felons? Man, ain't you got any pride?
Just button up your lip and sit down.
Here with the man, sir.
Oh, in a hospital barn. Maybe they forgot.
If you will initial this receipt.
12th Precinct, Captain Miller speaking. Yes, well, what happened? How is he? Nick's gonna be all right.
Can we talk to him?
Yes, I understand. Thank you very much, man.
Seems he's still a little delirious from the anesthesia. Nurse said he kept mumbling something about appendix coming before armed robbery.
My receipt, please.
Certainly, Mr. Kleiner.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure doing business with you.
Yeah.
There you are, sir.
Officer, yes. My policy is to share my reward with any person who's been of any assistance. Shall we say 20%?
Sir, a police officer does not accept any private monetary remuneration. His reward is the gratitude of the public, the respect of his fellow officers, and the recognition he receives from his superiors. I hope I made that perfectly clear.
You're a cute, crazy little person.
I hope you don't share the same opinion, sir.
Certainly not,
sir. I'll be going down
now. Okay.
Cute, isn't he? Yeah.
Crazy little person.
TV satisfaction? It's guaranteed here on TV Land with Fandemonium Marathons. All the best episodes all weekend long, so stay tuned.